We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, cherished viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Cumba on CSAT Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and El Adaños. Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal. Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, Entre Rio, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. in Mingaguasu, Channel 44, and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41, on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66, on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshin City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $1.4 million for a community center to serve Palestinian refugees in Syria. In intercultural news, China and Egypt affirm their growing friendship. In animal welfare news, New Zealand allocates more than $5.5 million to protect our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 1st, three African countries celebrate national days. Burundi honors its independence achieved in 1962. Situated in Central Africa, Burundi is home to the Kibera National Park habitat to over 200 species of birds. Notable Burundian writers include Mr. Antoine Kaburahe and Mr. Richard Ndayizigamiye. Rwanda, which is north of Burundi, also observes its autonomy gained in 1962. The rare and endangered mountain gorillas live in its Volcano National Park. Distinguished novelist Mr. Edouard Gasarabwe, Larocque, and respected author, actor, and dancer Dorsey Rugamba are from Rwanda. Today is Somalia's Foundation of the Republic Day, commemorating its sovereignty gained in 1960. It is located in eastern Africa, adjacent to the Indian Ocean. Distinguished author Farax Maxmed Jamak Kao and award-winning novelist Nuruddin Farah are among prominent Somalian writers. Today is also Canada Day, a time to pay tribute to the formation of the nation in 1867. Among its United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Sites are the Canadian Rocky Mountain Parks with outstanding landscapes and the Wood Buffalo National Park, where North America's largest population of wild bison live. Famous writers include Mrs. Margaret Lawrence and Miss Alice Munro. May the people of Burundi, Rwanda, Somalia, and Canada have jubilant national days.
Fly-in news. Hundreds of thousands affected by floods in neighboring India and Bangladesh. Two people are known to have perished, with over 200,000 displaced throughout 400 villages, most fleeing to raised platforms, railway tracks, and government schools and offices as floods disrupt the state of Assam, India. Moreover, thunderstorms damaged homes, uprooted trees, and electric and telephone poles. The region's Kaziranga National Park has also been deluged by the swollen Brahmaputra River, forcing scores of already endangered animals, including rhinos and elephants, to retreat to nearby hills for safety. Park officials are also taking measures to protect the animals, asking drivers on the national highway that goes through the area to slow as they stand guard against poachers.
Meanwhile, in nearby northeastern Bangladesh, heavy rains have flooded more than 135 unions in the two districts of Sylhet and Mulvibazar, claiming at least five lives and affecting more than 753,000 people. Over 100 medical teams have been dispatched to prevent the spread of waterborne disease that has already affected some residents, and Bangladeshi food and disaster officials have opened 110 relief centres where 18,500 people have taken refuge thus far.
Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, asking that our association members go, if possible, to the affected areas to help, adding that funds are available as needed.
We are saddened to hear of the lives lost and send our appreciation to all officials and personnel working to aid those affected. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring concern extended to the most vulnerable. May such weather intensities be minimized as humanity's benevolence helps restore the harmony and balance of our world.
Death toll rises in devastating Brazil floods. As of Tuesday, June 29th, civil defense officials reported that 57 people had succumbed to storms lashing Brazil's northeastern region over the past 2 weeks. 20 of the fatalities occurred in Pernambuco State and 37 in neighboring Alagoas, where 69 people are still missing following floods and landslides.
Those displaced now number 157,000 in the two states, including 50,000 forced to flee quickly to improvised shelters, as well as some 4,400 kilometers of highways that have been damaged, along with 142 bridges destroyed. A state of emergency has been declared in 31 cities and a state of calamity in 27 others, with thousands of soldiers, firefighters, and other workers who have been dispatched to carry out relief operations. In addition, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva visited the worst-hit areas and announced the allocation of more than $300 million in emergency aid. Our prayers are with the Brazilian people as we thank President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and all personnel striving to assist the disaster-stricken. Let us do our part to alleviate such unfortunate events by fostering more elevated, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia assists Africa in ensuring child and maternal health. With a donation pledge of $75 million over the next 3 years, Russia is implementing a program to reduce the loss of lives of infants and mothers. Russian presidential aide Arkady Dvorkovich announced the contribution during the G8 summit, where leaders discussed the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, saying that his country has a measure of experience in such programs with good past results. Providence bless Russia for your generous support to the people of Africa. May the recipient mothers and children flourish in health and well-being.
Arab summit convenes in Tripoli. Hosted by Libya and chaired by the country's leader Muammar al-Gaddafi, a first meeting of the five-member Arab Committee took place on Monday, June 28th, with dignitaries and heads of state present, including His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa al-Thani, Emir of Qatar, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, President Ali Abdullah Saleh of Yemen, and Iraq's President Jalal Talabani. Details of the meeting were conveyed by Egypt's Foreign Minister Abul Rait, who noted that the top recommendation was for the formation of an Arab Union, the details of which would be released in upcoming October summit. The leaders also agreed to convene twice annually to exchange ideas to achieve unity on regional issues, as well as seeking to establish other bodies such as a coordinated humanitarian agency and Arab Peace and Security Council. Our respectful congratulations all participants on your cordial and productive summit, wishing you continued success in achieving such noble goals for the sustained harmony of all Arab countries and throughout the world.
Historic trade agreement between China and Formosa or Taiwan. The new Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement, or ECFA, is the most comprehensive such accord to date and is expected to facilitate higher levels of mutual trust and negotiation for both sides. The terms of the agreement include a lifting of tariffs on hundreds of products traded across the strait, as well as open access to Formosan or Taiwanese firms in various economic sectors in China, including banking, accounting, insurance, and hospitals. With details being finalized by officials this week, the agreement is expected to be approved by the Formosan legislature in July. Congratulations, China and Formosa, on your auspicious collaboration. Wishing the Formosan and Chinese people ever-expanding opportunities, fulfillment and friendship.
Northern Ireland's Assembly votes to end hare coursing. Following a series of temporary bans to protect the endangered Irish hare, Assembly members Roy Beggs and Tom Elliott proposed a permanent ban on hare coursing, which is now being included in the Wildlife and Natural Environment Bill. Commenting on the new measure, Assembly Member Begg stated, "Catching a wild animal, keeping it in a cage, and then releasing it in order that man can enjoy the chase of his greyhound. I am very uncomfortable with that use of wild animals." The Northern Ireland Assembly in the United Kingdom is also looking at other proposals to improve protection of wildlife within the bill. "We respectfully laud your efforts, Your Excellencies, on behalf of the endangered hare and other animals. Blessed be all such legislation in protecting cherished co-inhabitants so they may continue to grace our earth with their presence."
61,000 pounds of canned and frozen beef products recalled in the US. The US Department of Agriculture's, or USDA, Food Safety and Inspection Service, or FSIS, announced the recall from a plant in Illinois, USA, was due to the finding of ivermectin, an anti-parasitic medicine used to rid live animals of worms. This recall follows one made in May when residues of ivermectin were also found to be above US Food and Drug Administration limits. Testing has revealed Brazilian beef processing plants to be the source of the drug. This has led to a delisting of 24 such plants, and the Brazilian government is currently halting its exports of processed beef to the US. The USDA has reported that ivermectin residues in meat poses a risk of neurotoxicity in humans, leading to potential nerve damage and inability to coordinate movements. We are thankful, US agencies, for this alarming yet crucial announcement of a meat recall. Our prayers that such information leads more and more people to realize the health and safety of humane, plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Ristin virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. For help quitting, please visit
Monarch butterflies navigate via internal compass. Seen most often in North America, the beautiful winged insects have long fascinated scientists with their migratory abilities as they travel up to 3,000 miles to Michoacán, central Mexico, for the winter and make a northward return journey in spring. Neurobiologists at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in the USA have discovered that these amazing insects have inbuilt biological compasses, which are not only sensitive to light, but can also sense the direction of the Earth's magnetic field. Their most recent study found that the monarch butterflies seem to primarily use the sun to navigate, with the magnetic compass serving as a backup system on cloudy or overcast days. Furthermore, their magnetic directional guides are activated by certain wavelengths of ultraviolet and blue light, which peak during the summer and signal to the butterflies that it is time for southward-bound flight. What a remarkable and precise ability! Many thanks, University of Massachusetts scientists, for these fascinating insights. May the world of animal intelligence inspire us toward ever greater appreciation and respect for the wondrous butterflies and other myriad creations of nature.
Team save man from drowning. Dean Kaler and Carly Overhauser, both age 15, were sitting on a dock overlooking Shadow Lake in Washington, USA, when they heard the sounds of a person struggling in the water and calling for help, then saw a man's figure floating face down in the lake. Responding immediately, Dean ran until he found a place to enter the water and reach the man, bringing him to shore, where Carly then performed cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, which she had very recently learned in school. Arriving paramedics took the man to the hospital in critical condition, with the emergency crew saying that he would not be alive today if it weren't for the two teenagers. Bravo and our admiring salute, Dean Kaler and Carly Overhauser, for your quick actions and caring teamwork that saved a precious life. May God bless the man with a soon recovery in the loving company of family and friends.
For their noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Dean Kaler and Carly Overhauser with the Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, along with $500 each towards the teenager school books.
C save our planet. Tensions running high in water-scarce regions. The British risk consultancy firm Maplecroft recently released an index evaluating clean water supplies in 165 countries in an effort to help support responsible business stewardship when investing in water-scarce areas. The report cited the most vulnerable nations as being in the continents of Africa and Asia, with Somalia, Mauritania, Sudan, Niger and Iraq among the most resource depleted.
However, Australia, the United States and even countries in Europe such as Bulgaria, Belgium and Spain were also cited as showing signs of water stress. The report highlighted the pressures of population growth and worsening climate change, leading to shifts in rainfall and drying reservoirs and rivers, which aggravates existing water shortages and affects farming, industry, and household activities. In addition, tensions could arise over decisions about water being allocated from dams and upstream rivers in water-scarce areas, with regions such as Pakistan, Egypt and Uzbekistan already seeing related internal and cross-border conflicts.
American journalist Stephen Solomon, author of Water, The Epic Struggle for Wealth, Power and Civilization, has observed that the resource continues to be used wastefully, even as the world's supplies are diminishing. He estimates that within 15 years, 3.5 billion people will be living in countries unable to feed themselves, mainly because of water. Leading water expert and former advisor to the European Commission, Dr. Ricardo Petrella, has also cautioned of this threat. The Lisbon Group on Institutions and Public Policy founder and author of the Water Manifesto shared his thoughts about water as a shared resource.
In the past, our societies are civilized because we accepted the idea that water was a public good, a common good. There are 265 major water basins in the world. 263 are transnational. So if you want to have access to water, if you want to benefit for agriculture, for industry, for tourism, for your own well-being, and last but not least, particularly for life, to drink, to have your own sanitation system, etc., water is a common good.
Dr. Petrella went on to express his wish that these essential resources of the planet would be sustained in the public interest, managed by communities with international rules to protect water resources from exploitation and pollution.
Water is a natural belonging to everybody. It's an heritage of life. Amongst the rights I include as well the right of the earth. Water is part of the life on the earth. We have not produced the life on the earth. We don't produce forests. So when you destroy a private forest, you cannot reconstruct it. You cannot reconstruct the biodiversity. Once you have destroyed biodiversity, you have destroyed it, full stop. So water is life, is belonging to the human social rights to life. And therefore, the public authorities should act coherently with this principle.
Our appreciation, Dr. Petrella, and the Maplecroft organization for helping us to understand our growing vulnerability due to water scarcity. May people across the planet unite in sustainable lifestyles that conserve this precious resource for a safe and peaceful world.
Ever concerned for humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often suggested the actions needed to prevent water and related crises, as during a video message for a June 2009 climate change conference in Mexico.
We can stop water shortage. While droughts are plaguing more populations, we cannot afford to waste water. Meat production uses massive amounts of water, as you know. So, if we want to stop water shortage and to preserve precious water, we have to stop animal products. Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming, eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace. And it will free up the earth's water, as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity. In short, it will very quickly halt many of the global problems facing us right now.
Save our planet. As part of a protection and pollution treatment project, China's Yunnan province is banning fishing for the next 2 years in Dian Lake, with the government stating that licensed fishermen will be compensated.
Save our planet. His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco inaugurates Africa's largest wind farm near Tangiers, which is also part of an initiative to expand the nation's sustainable resources to 42% of all energy production by 2020.
Hello, I am Genty the Gorilla, and my vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. I'm here with a tip of the day about raisins. This good-tasting, sweet, dehydrated fruit is often eaten as a snack, combined in trail mixes or used in salads. You can also find them in vegan breads, cakes and muffins. Raisins contain antioxidants which help protect eyes and the mineral boron, essential for strong bones. They have properties that may relieve fevers caused by infections. In addition, they are rich in B vitamins and iron, making them good blood builders. Enjoy delicious and healthful organic raisins today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, the United States donates $1.4 million for the building of a community center for Palestinian refugees in Syria. The center was inaugurated by representatives from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, the United States Embassy in Damascus, and the Syrian Arab Republic government. Almost 144,000 Palestinians residing in the Yarmouk camp will benefit from the center. Programs will highlight economic empowerment and focus on needs of women, those with disabilities, and vulnerable citizens. Our heartfelt gratitude, United States, for your generosity, and United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East and Syria, for your kind assistance. May many precious lives be enhanced by your caring joint endeavor.
In intercultural news, Egypt and China promise to enhance relations. The Egyptian President Mohamed Hosni Mubarak said he wished to develop the historical friendship between the two nations. The remarks were made during a visit led by a delegation by Mr. Wang Gang, Vice Chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee. His Excellency further stated that mutual support and collaboration have always been a significant element of the connection between the countries. Vice Chairman Mr. Wang Gang affirmed China's desire to strengthen the harmonious relations with Egypt. Congratulations, Egypt and China, on your growing amicability. May the people of both your vibrant nations be blessed with contentment and plenitude on a sustainable earth. Coming up, New Zealand increases funding for animal welfare. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. More Foresighted News when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, leading news for a progressive world. In animal welfare news, New Zealand allocates more than $5.5 million to help safeguard our co-inhabitants. The funding will be given over a four-year period. It will be used to monitor compliance to animal protection laws, review the Animal Welfare Act, and assist the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Our sincere appreciation, New Zealand, for taking these positive steps. May all our intelligent and well-wishing animal friends flourish evermore in safety and happiness.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Urdu, spoken in Pakistan and parts of India, entitled Neighborhood Dogs.
एक आदमी थका हारा डॉक्टर के क्लिनिक में दाखिल होता है. डॉक्टर, मेरे आसपास बहुत से कुत्ते हैं. वो दिन रात भौंकते रहते हैं. मैं आंख तक नहीं झपक सकता. डॉक्टर ने जवाब दिया, अरे तुम्हारे लिए तो खुशखबरी है. ये कहकर इसने सैंपल की दवाइयों से भरा दराज खोला. ये हैं सोने की गोलियां जो ख्वाब की तरह काम करती हैं. ये चंद खाओ और तुम्हारा मसला हल हो जाएगा. जबरदस्त, आदमी ने जवाब दिया, मैं कुछ भी कर लूंगा, बस इसका कुछ करना पड़ेगा. चंद हफ्ते बाद वो आदमी वापस आता है, पहले से भी बदतर हालत में. डॉक्टर, तुम्हारा मंसूबा अच्छा नहीं. मैं पहले से ज्यादा थका हुआ हूँ. मेरी समझ में नहीं आता कि ये कैसे हो सकता है. डॉक्टर ने सर झटक कर जवाब दिया, ये मार्केट में सबसे ताकतवर गोलियां हैं. मुमकिन है ये सच हो. इस शख्स ने तंग आकर जवाब दिया, मैं अब भी जागता हूँ पूरी रात, कुत्तों का पीछा करता रहता हूँ, और जब मैं किसी को पकड़ लेता हूँ तो इसे गोली खिलाना बहुत ही मुश्किल होता है.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
من مدتی است که تلویزیون شما را تماشا می کنم و با تشویق شما به گیاهخواری روی آوردم و دوستانم را نیز تشویق می کنم که برای نجات سیارمان گیاهخوار شوند و از کشتار حیوانات پرهیز کنند. از تلویزیون شما مطالب بسیاری را درباره ادیان و محیط زیست یاد گرفتم و تلویزیون شما به من کمک کرد زبان انگلیسی هم بهتر شود. به خاطر صلح‌جویی و کمک شما به افزایش دانشم تشکر می‌کنم. حامد از دامغان، ایران.
Virtuous Hamed, many thanks for your supportive note and very good news. Any information that will help you in sharing the earth-saving vegan message with your friends can be downloaded free of charge at suprememastertv.com/SOS or suprememastertv.com/b-veg. May Allah's beneficent light shine on you and all your spiritual co-citizens of Iran.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with heavenly glory and wonder.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom commences a 9-day visit to Canada, where she is welcomed by Prime Minister Stephen Harper, and the Queen conveys her delight in returning to the country.
To continue enhancing relations with the Auluxese or Vietnamese government, the Vatican announces that His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI is set to appoint a representative for a diplomatic office to be established in Auluc or Vietnam.
Canadian Parliament member for British Columbia, Alex Adamanenko, proposes a bill that would prohibit import and export of horses for slaughter, as well as banning horse meat products for human consumption.
As an expression of solidarity for Palestinian brethren, a Lebanese medical team of 8 doctors arrive in the Gaza Strip to conduct several surgeries in Palestinian hospitals.
American singer and pop star Jessica Simpson announces that she has switched to a fully vegan diet.
On the sidelines of the Canada G20 summit, Chinese President Hu Jintao meets with his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev, where the two leaders promise to continue to advance their country's cooperative partnership.
Thousands of people enjoy the Moroccan Nawa World Music Festival, during which musicians from around the world play and sing Nawa traditional folk music in Essaouira, Morocco.
To provide aid as Kyrgyzstan emerges from conflict, the UN World Food Programme sends 650 metric tons of food for over 240,000 returning residents.
Brazil makes a third humanitarian aid donation of $150,000 to Guatemala for residents affected by the eruption of the Pacaya volcano and tropical storm Agatha in May.
Tunisia opens the fourth International Forum for the Field and Track for the Disabled, where more than 400 athletes from 28 countries participate and winners qualify for a world championship scheduled for 2011 in New Zealand.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.